So I first came on the island 1978. I was studying in Germany, fine arts in Berlin at the time, and I came with some friends from some people who were studying with me on the island for a few days in summer. Not summer, September. So my mother and father had been here the summer before, and they have been talking really enthusiastically about the place. So we came here. It was very different. The island was very different, of course, 1978. Mm-hmm. So, and there was no electricity in Vathy. So we took the little boat to come here, and the boat landed at the mall by the church. And there was also a small tavern where you could sit, have water and eat something and so on. And I saw these fantastic pictures there. So I asked the guys, where are these from? They were serving the water and the wine in some ceramic pitchers that were two-colored, too. Beautiful. So they pointed out across the way, and we walked all the way on sand dunes. There was nothing really here. There were some more workshops that were not working at the time anymore. But we came here through the sand dunes, and his father, Andonis's father, was emptying the kiln that you just saw, that we visited. So my friends bought a lot of stuff. They still eat in these plates. And I got very few things that I still have in Athens. So many years later, in 1999, I was invited to participate in an exhibition where artists would collaborate with potters on the island. And since I was at the time in New York, and I was not coming here Easter, where everyone would meet the potters and get together and decide with whom they would work, they asked me, who do you want to work with? And I said, I don't know, I want to be by the sea. What are the potters by the sea? So they said to me, in Kamares, in Patisialos, or in Vathy. So I heard Vathy, and I said, this is where I'm going. The beauty of it all, and what I had seen here. I came here in May to start working with Andonis. The restaurants were not open here. It was very quiet still. And first of all, I saw that the person that was about to work was the son of the man I had met emptying the kiln in 78. So, which was a revelation, a nice thing. And I started telling him about this pot and his father, and that I had been here, and the whole story. And they couldn't remember what pots these were and what I was talking about. So at this time of year, all the restaurants started opening up, and James, who was with me, was going around, and every day another one. I was working here with Andonis, and he was going around having his ouzo for lunch or something. So the last one which opened was the one at the end, which was the place of Korakis, who had the inn and the restaurant that we had stopped by boat in 78. So he came back, James, and said, he has the pictures you're talking about. We went there, and indeed he had three of these pictures left in an area to be seen, protected. And I asked, why are they there? And he said, because we had them in the rooms for the water at the inn, and they were always stolen. So these are the ones that are left, and I have them here. Some years later, the exhibition happened. We did a lot of bottles and fruit bowls and some vases that were constructed like modular structures, let's say, in three parts with three modules each. And the exhibition happened. So 3 years later, we were eating with friends at this place, Korakis again, at the inn. And I was telling them the story about the pictures. And at the end of the meal, we all went in because I wanted to show them the pictures. So Korakis came out, opened the cupboard and said, here's one for you because you like them so much. And he gave it to me as a present. And I said to him, I'm going to bring it back to its home. And I brought it to Andonis, So, because he didn't have one and they should have one for their collection. So, and we've been working all these years together in doing a lot of objects, and we've been dear friends too.